Day 5. Thirsting for the sake of use. Behold, the days come when I will send a famine into the land, not a famine for bread, nor a thirst for waters, but for hearing the words of Yehovah. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of Yehovah, and shall not find it. In that day, the beautiful virgins and the young men shall faint with thirst. Amos chapter 8. Arcana Celestia 85:68. A longing to know truth is here described by thirsting. The longing for truth is signified by, I will not send a thirst for waters, but for hearing the words of Yehovah. The lack of truth and the consequent loss of spiritual life are described by, in that day the beautiful virgins and the young men shall faint with thirst. Beautiful virgins are those who are in the affections of good, and young men those who are in the affections of truth. Food and drink need each other. Arcana Celestia 49:76. Memory knowledge stands in relation to the delight of the natural man, or what is the same thing, natural truth in relation to its good, just like water to bread, or drink to food. Water or drink causes bread and food to be diluted, so that they may be conveyed into the blood, and from there into all parts of the body to nourish them. For without water or drink, bread or food is not dissolved into its minute particles, nor is it distributed for use. Therefore, good has an appetite for and desires truth, and this for the sake of its use, in ministering to and being of service to good. From this we can see what the truth of faith is without the good of charity, and also in what way the truth without the good of charity can nourish the internal man, that is to say, in the same way as water or drink alone can nourish without bread and food. For it is known that the result of this is emaciation and death. Apocalypse Revealed 1:22. All the quality of good is from the truths that are united to it. For good without truths is like bread and food without wine and water, which do not nourish, and also like fruit in which there is no juice. It appears also like trees stripped of the leaves, on which there hang a few dry apples left from the autumn. This is also meant by these words of the Lord, for everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, with what will you season it? Have salt in yourselves. Salt here is the desire for truth. And here's a passage about thirsting for the sake of some spiritual use. This is Apocalypse Revealed 8:89. I will give unto him who thirsts of the fountain of the water of life freely. Signifies that to those who desire truths from any spiritual use, the Lord will give from himself through the word all things that are conducive to that use. By him who thirsts is meant he who desires truth from any spiritual use. By the fountain of the water of life is meant the Lord and the word. By giving freely is meant from the Lord and not from man's own intelligence. The reason why by thirsting is meant to desire for the sake of some spiritual use is because there exists a thirst or desire for the knowledges of truth from the Word, from natural use, and also from spiritual use. From natural use with those who have learning for their end, and by learning, fame, honor, and gain, thus self and the world. But from spiritual use, with those whose end is to serve the neighbor, from love to him, to care for the good of their souls, and the good of their own soul. Thus, on account of the Lord, the neighbor, and salvation. Truth is given to these people so far as it conduces to that use, from the fountain of the water of life, that is, from the Lord, through the Word. To the rest, truth is not given from there. They read the Word, and every doctrinal truth in it they either do not see, or if they do see it, they turn it into falsity, not so much in speech when it is uttered from the Word, but in the idea of their thought about it. Questions. Is there a famine in our land and a thirst for hearing the words of Yehovah? Beautiful virgins signify those in the affection of good, while young men signify those in the affection of truth. Affection means being affected by, changed by, and longing for the truth or good. Does it seem as though women are more of an affection of good, while men are more in an affection of truth? What might be an example of truth dissolving good into its minute particles so that it can be distributed throughout the body for use? Do people die more quickly from lack of food or lack of drink? Why might this be spiritually? People in works alone and no truths are one of the most common states in the Christian world, as we read in Apocalypse Revealed number 107. What's wrong with good works without truths? Why are these works not spiritually nourishing? What are some spiritual uses that might make us really thirsty for truths?